Unfiltered.
I'm not sold. I'm sorry.
Unapologetic.
I'm not trying to talk about him.
Unlike anyone else.
But knowing y'all,
y'all will probably make me.
This is the Stephen A. Smith Show.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the latest edition of the Stephen A. Smith Show, coming at you as I love to do every weekday from 1 to 3 p.m., courtesy of SiriusXM, Mad Dog Sports Radio, Channel 82. The number to call up is always 888-MAD-DOG-6. That's 888-MAD-DOG-6. That's 888-623-3646. 888-623-3646. And, of course, to leave your voicemail messages. If you don't want to hang on the line to talk to me directly too long, you could always go to SiriusXM.com/GetSerious. That's SiriusXM.com/GetSerious. I was going to lead with the Pittsburgh Steelers, my Pittsburgh Steelers, looking like hot garbage last night on Sunday Night Football and getting obliterated by the Los Angeles Chargers at SoFi Stadium in Southern California. But then minutes ago, Adam Schefter, my buddy, my colleague, the ultimate insider extraordinaire, was reported that the New York Giants have fired head coach Brian Daboll. Brian Daboll, former coach of the year, the New York Giants in the National Football League, has been dismissed and relieved of his duties as head coach of the New York Giants. I'm sad for him because I like Brian Daboll, and I happen to think that Brian Daboll can coach. But you are what your record says you are. And even though he came on the scene and was 9-7 and got them to the playoffs and was the 2022 Associated Press NFL Coach of the Year, there's a nosedive that's taken place since then. Overall, his record is 20-40-1, 20 games under 500. Number two, he's only made one playoff appearance, and, that was the year he did it. He beat Minnesota, too. Ain't been in the playoffs since. Number three, the last 3 years, he started out losing 8 of his first 10 games each year. And when that happens and you're just decimating hope, the inevitable is going to come. And I knew that trouble was on the horizon because of the effort that I saw on a part of the defense. They just looked like they weren't trying half the time a couple of weeks ago, I believe, when they had lost to Denver. They certainly were trying yesterday, but ultimately lost to the Chicago Bears. And whether it was this, whether it was not showing up to the Saints, whether it was blowing double-digit leads, at least 10 points in the fourth quarter with under 4 minutes remaining, that's something that happened to this team at least twice this year. You knew that he was going to be on a hot seat when the Denver Broncos scored 33 points in the fourth quarter. That just can't happen. That's just a historic loss, an historic loss. And that's what transpired. So we get all of that. We understand it. It's just pretty damn bad that this has happened to him. I think the man can coach. I think that he's the kind of guy that can go get an offensive coordinator's job anyway, anywhere. But when you see players giving up on you, that's never a good sign for a coach. And that's something that ultimately gets held against you when you're struggling. The Giants are 2-8, and this is what it is. And so I'm sad for him. When asked if he was worried about his job after losing to the Chicago Bears yesterday, having a 10-point lead with about 4 minutes left, he was said, "I'm just focused on these guys in the locker room." We know that's just a politically correct response to avoid really, really answering the question. I personally believe that when you see Jackson Dart and what he's been exposed to, that had a lot to do with it too. Jackson Dart suffered his fourth concussion of the season. He's a rookie. He's already had four concussions or been in four concussion protocols. And yesterday, he did not return to the game. Why the hell are you calling five designed running plays for Jackson Dart? What kind of thinking possibly goes into that? Why would you do that if you are Brian Daboll? Why would you do that? You're running with the football, sure, as Cam Newton explained to me early on television. Listen, man, that ain't always why you get, get the head injuries. Sometimes it's safer to run the football. Well, damn it, in Jackson Dart's case, it wasn't. Four concussions, 10 games into the season, and you're a rookie? I mean, at this rate, he'll be a vegetable. You can't do that. You can't subject him to that. And I think that that's what the problem was. I mean, you got to look at it from that standpoint, and you're the Giants and you're this franchise. What are you going to do? We also got to remember, we got to pay attention to somebody like a Daniel Jones. Because there's no way around this. You got to look at him and how he's looking in Indy. And it's like, damn, he was with the Giants. He didn't look like that doing with the Giants. So that's certainly an indictment to me against the GM and against Brian Daboll. But there's no doubt that we can't sit here. We can't sit here and act like this is a faulty fire. You're looking at Daniel Jones right now, those stats, 19 for 26, 255 yards in Berlin with the Colts. We get that. But I also saw those six turnovers, those five turnovers he personally had last week against Pittsburgh. So I'm not throwing a parade for Daniel Jones. What I would say to you is that if you're Brian Daboll, everybody's going to look at this and everybody's going to know what the hell is going on. And again, I feel bad because I know he was excited because he got a quarterback. 9-7-1 record his rookie year when he won Coach of the Year and won a playoff game in Minnesota. You know, and then you can't get good quarterback play. So you got quarterback play in Jackson Dart. And then you run it over to the tent the way that you did weeks ago when he had to go into the tent to be checked out. Like you wanted them to get the hell up out of there and force the NFL to have an investigation as whether or not you was trying to expedite the process and violate rules or regulations for the safety of the players. You had all of that going on weeks ago. And so now here we are and we fast forward and you blow the game against Denver. You blow the game against Chicago. It had to happen. I feel bad for him, but it had to happen. 20-40-1, that's a 336 winning percentage, y'all. Puts him even behind the likes of Ben McAdoo and Ray Perkins, former coaches of the New York Giants. That's not good. And if you're the New York Giants, isn't this what was this, your fifth coach in 5 years or whatever it was? I'm just looking at it. I'm like, damn, this is pretty bad. This is pretty bad. And I just, all I can tell you is this. In the end, we got to look at certain things like this and see it for what it is and say, hey, these firings are justified. This is a justifiable firing, unfortunately. I don't take any joy in saying that, but it's just the truth. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is always the number to call up. It's 888-623-3646. So Brian Daboll, head coach for the New York Giants, no more. Fired. Today, in his fourth season as the head coach, with an overall record of 20-40-1. That was his record, okay? And since season number one, right, you're talking about a guy that's had 11 wins, okay, and 33 losses. 11 wins. 33 losses. 888-MAD-DOG-6, 888-623-3646. Giants are out. An interim coach will be coaching the Giants. Mike Kafka, the rest of the way. So that's what it is. Let me move on to the Pittsburgh Steelers because the Baltimore Ravens are going to win the AFC North. Yeah, it is. 8 weeks or so left. I get it. And I understand it. But I just can't see it, y'all. Did you see the Steelers last night? Did you see how old Aaron Rodgers looked? Did you see how jittery he looked in the pocket? Did you see receivers like Calvin Austin and these boys dropping passes? Did you see the Steelers neglecting their running game? Did you see any of it? And if you're on my con, you're the general manager for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Why didn't you do something before the draft? If the Seattle Seahawks can get Rashid Shaheed, how come you couldn't get somebody? How come you couldn't get a Chris Olave or a Shaheed? How come you couldn't get somebody to be a number two with DK Metcalf? How come you couldn't do that? Inquiring minds want to know. Because the Seattle Seahawks are coming. They are coming. Matter of fact, they're already here. One of the best defenses in the league. Two bone-crushing hits on Jacoby Brissett last night that led to touchdowns by DeMarcus Lawrence, of all people. Seattle ain't playing. They are no joke. And I know the Rams are not either, because you saw Matthew Stafford picking the San Francisco 49ers apart. Suddenly, Mac Jones was reminded of who the hell he was when you go up against a quarterback the likes of Matthew Stafford. But I'm looking at the Seattle Seahawks. I'm looking at how impressive their road record is. They're unfazed, like 12-1 or something like that. These brothers are no joke. I wish I could say the same about them damn Steelers. I mean, my God. They're like 29. As bad as their defense has been this year, ranked 28th overall, scoring-wise, do you know that the offense has now eclipsed them? They're worse. 29th-ranked offense in the National Football League. I mean, I'm so damn disgusted, it's hard to even put it into words. I couldn't believe how bad the Steelers looked yesterday. And I knew that performance against Indianapolis was fool's gold. And the reason I was saying that is because how many times a team's going to turn the football over 6 times? How many times a quarterback's going to turn the ball over 5 times? I just looked at it. Aaron Rodgers, bad game. The man looked old. He looked scared. He looked jittery. And this is that bad man who I love. It was not good yesterday. You get a safety in the pocket, get sacked by Khalil Mack, bumping into your own offensive lineman, scrambling out of the pocket and throwing the football to the ground. Looked moody all the time, all the time. He looked moody the entire game. Like he had attitude. Wasn't enthusiastic at all. When he threw the ball, he threw an interception. He overthrew one receiver. The other one went right through the hands of Calvin Austin. I don't know what the hell's going on with him. But you look at Aaron Rodgers, even when he makes mistakes, it looks like he's cussing out teammates. It just looks bad. It just looks bad. And it's hard to figure out a way to get around it. I'm not happy about it at all. It is what it is. The Steelers have had fewer than 300 yards of offense in 6 of their 9 games this year. They now rank 29th in the NFL in total offense, 28th in total defense. They were 2-for-11 on third downs yesterday, y'all. That's 18% in case you haven't figured it out. And they rank 26th in the league with third down offense. They don't win any primetime games, whereas the Chargers have won all 4 of theirs. I mean, it's just bad. And here comes Lamar. And here comes Baltimore. A few weeks ago, they were 1-5. This is why Vegas didn't rule them out. This is why I didn't rule them out. They are now 1 game with them playing the Pittsburgh Steelers, and they got 2 games against the Steelers, week 14 in the season finale. And how much you want to make a bet, it doesn't even get to that, that the Ravens are going to surpass them long before the season finale arrives. Because what we see from the Steelers ain't impressive. And I'm looking at Khan, the GM, because I'm saying to myself, what's up? The trading deadline came and went last Tuesday at 4 o'clock. You didn't think to get anybody? You didn't think you needed another receiver to help out DK Metcalf? You didn't think you needed somebody like Rashid Shaheed or Chris Olave to spread the field? You didn't think you needed that? Come on, man. And how many drives the Steelers had? I mean, one of their first 9 drives through the first 3 quarters went for more than 4 plays. One! That's it. That's it. That's all it was. It just pisses me off. It really does. And I know, listen, the Chargers have won 3 straight. They're 7-3. Chargers are a team to be reckoned with, no doubt about it. AFC West is legit. Between the Chargers, the Chiefs, obviously, the Broncos as well, even though Broncos' offense is suspect. Chargers got injuries. Chiefs were ascending before they ran into Buffalo. I'm just looking at the AFC West. It's very interesting. But I'm so disappointed. Rodgers, 0-for-5 on passes of at least 15 yards down the field. I mean, everything you look at, just bad. DK Metcalf had 3 receptions on 7 targets for 35 yards. The brother is averaging 3 catches for 36 and a half yards over the last 4 games. Do y'all understand how pathetic that is for a receiver? Arthur Smith, the offensive coordinator, what are you doing? What are you doing? Can anybody get open? How are guys dropping passes? And you got this cat Warren. Say, well, he can run with the football. Do y'all think about giving him the ball more than 13 times? I mean, what the hell is going on? I don't get it. I really, really don't get it. Then I'm looking at them. They got the Bengals, the Bears. They got the Dolphins. They got the Lions. They got the Ravens. The Browns and the Ravens again. And the Bears. who look pretty good right now, particularly with their fourth quarter comebacks. Suddenly, Caleb Williams is looking like a quarterback, y'all, like I told y'all. Y'all didn't want to listen, but here we go. Caleb Williams. I'm just saying. Triple Eight Mad Dog 6 is the number. Call up. It's 888-623-3646. You're listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show, Sirius XM Mad Dog Sports Radio. Let's go to Kenny in Massachusetts. You're live with Stephen A. Talk to me, Kenny.
Hey, Stephen A. I'm going to come at you real quick, but I want to say something to you first from a health standpoint. Be careful about spreading yourself too thin. And I've done live radio. I see you everywhere. I'm worried about you. So I'm speaking to you like your brother.
You should be worried. Yeah. You have every legitimate reason to be worried about me based on how I've been the last few weeks, because I had major dental surgery, and I didn't I didn't take any time off. That is the only thing that has been bothering me. Outside of that, I'm in the best health I've been in 30 years. I love doing this show. I love being on Sirius XM. I love doing my morning show for ESPN with First Take. I am having the time of my life doing my job. I've just been really, really messed up over this dental surgery with stitches in my mouth that I just got taken out and drugs that I've had to be taking over the last 3 weeks because of pain. That's what's been going on with me, sir. So I appreciate your concern. It's legit based on what you've seen, but only because of the dental stuff. I'm in great shape. I feel great. I feel better than I felt since my late 20s. I'm good. But thank you.
Steven, I lost a 53-year-old brother to suicide. I retired at 50. I'm now 69 years of age. My mother was a registered nurse, and my best friend was my physician. So I know a little bit about what you've been through. I'm going to pivot to the Giants.
Sure.
But just be careful.
I'm now, good, and I appreciate it. Thank you. Go ahead.
Okay. My pleasure. I went to high school with John Mara. I've known him since 1970. I went to Iona Prep, and his three brothers who worked for the Giants, you know, we all play golf.
Okay.
When I tell you,
mm-hmm.
Dable did not pass the eye test. The guy is running like a desperate moron into the medical tent. He's
no question.
Chased people up.
He looked desperate. No doubt. You're absolutely right about that.
He had no poise. He was a great offensive coordinator, but he had mm-hmm. no poise. This kid, Darton, I went to school with Jim Harbaugh.
Listen, bro. I need a favor, though. I need you to get to your point quick. We can't tell stories over my radio show with a whole bunch of callers waiting. So I just need you to get to your point quicker. That's all. Please. Go ahead.
Just giving you context.
I got you.
I think Dart and J.J. McCarthy are both the real deal. These kids have only played 8 or 9 games in the pros. And it's unbelievable. So take care of yourself and watch for McCarthy.
Thank you so much, man. I appreciate it, man. Thank you so much. Adam in New York, you're live with Stephen A. Go ahead, Adam.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. You know, you're right on a lot of points of the Steelers. Big Steelers fan. I mean, you could have had Swan and Stallworth yesterday. It wouldn't have mattered. I mean, Metcalf, he overthrew right off the bat. He was mm-hmm. wide open. Rodgers puts that in the basket every time.
He missed a lot of throws last night, Adam. He missed a lot of throws last night.
Steve, absolutely. And listen, the defense, which has been terrible the whole season as the highest priced defense, was actually good in the first half on a 12-3 disgusting game. And they lost it because the offense couldn't get a first down. Three and out 11 times. I mean, it was, as a Steelers fan, I can't watch the game. Yeah. I can't watch the game.
Adam, I'm a Steelers fan. Adam, you know I'm a Steelers fan. I had to turn it off. I was so frustrated.
I can't believe it.
I was so frustrated. I almost broke my own TV because I almost threw my sneak at it. I wear size 13. I almost threw my sneak at my own damn TV. That's how pissed I was. I was just that freaking disgusted with what I saw last night. I really, really was pissed off.
Leave you with this. I'm a Tomlin guy. I respect the last 15, 20 years. Why does he look like a deer in headlights? I feel like he's getting out coached. I mean, there's no changes at halftime. After the half, it looks like it gets worse, not better. There's no adjustments. Steven, thanks for taking my call. I'm going to listen to your rebuttal here. Thanks.
You know what? I think that the Steelers are an old team. And as a result, you ride with the dudes that brought you there. And I think that's the mentality of Mike Tomlin. I love this man. And I don't want to see him fired. And I don't think that he's somebody that you look at and you say continuous, you know, considering his motivational skills and all of this other stuff, that, and it's clear that he knows football. You know, the issue is that you are what your record says you are. Two things: that and the standard is the standard. And when the standard is the standard and that's not what's being met, that's a problem. That's a problem. The Steelers, six-time Super Bowl champion, Steelers, have not won a playoff game since 2016. I don't want to see him go. I will always support Mike Tomlin. But if I'm being fair, anybody else that's coaching that hadn't won a playoff game in 9 years, we would be saying, yo, what's up? We might have to look at this situation. And sometimes it ain't about you not being a head coach. It's about you not needing to be where you are. And you might need a new start. And I think the Steeler Nation has gotten to that point, especially if they lose the division to a team that started out 1-5 and the Steelers were 4-1 and in first place. That's a 3.5-game lead, and you can't hold it. And it's almost evaporated in 3 weeks, 4 weeks. Come on, man. Omar Khan, what were you doing? You the GM. You the general manager for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Hired in 2022, replacing Kevin Colbert. Would Kevin Colbert have done nothing before the trading deadline? Knowing the needs the Steelers have? Nothing? Nothing? AAA Mad Dog 6 is the number to call up. It's 888-623-3646 plus. Got to make sure to remind you of this. Here on Mad Dog Sports Radio, we get to use, we use Get Serious to debate sports. But I've been doing something a little different on my YouTube channel and mixing things up beyond the sports world. We're talking relationships, television, whatever's got you heated. Tell me about your situation at SiriusXM.com/getserious, and let's break it down. But for the purposes of doing the sports show, you could also go to SiriusXM.com/getserious to leave in your voicemail messages right now. I'm not going anywhere. I'm here until 3 p.m. when the doggy comes on in the house. Until then, it's your boy Stephen A. with you. Stephen A. Smith Show, SiriusXM Mad Dog Sports Radio. Back with your calls and more in a minute.